This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. And now on to the Senate. The debt limit bill passed the House overwhelmingly last night.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is emboldened now that the debt ceiling and budget cuts package has passed.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here.
McCarthy says he thought it would be nearly impossible. But now the Democrats are on record as voting for GOP priorities like spending cuts.
Now I found there's a whole new day here.
Democrats insisted they would not allow a debt default, that they would be the adults in the room. President Biden calls the bill's passage good news for the American people and the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Justice Department prosecutors reportedly now have a recording of former President Trump in which he talks about holding on to a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. This is said to be a recording from after he left office. Mr. Trump is said to suggest on the recording that he wanted to share information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. Some Amazon workers are unhappy. The AP's Shelley Adler's got this.
Power to the workers!
Hundreds of corporate Amazon workers protested the company's lack of progress on climate goals and an inequitable return to office mandate during a lunchtime demonstration in Seattle Wednesday. Church Heinle was among the protesters.
I refuse to just sit idly by while mandates are dictated from above down that don't make sense.
It's been a month since workers needed to be back in the office 3 days a week. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Russian missile attack on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, this morning killed at least 3 people, including a child. 10 people wounded, say officials. This is AP News. Actor Danny Masterson's been convicted of rape. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this story.
Actor Danny Masterson of the TV series That 70s Show has been found guilty of 2 counts of rape. A jury of 7 women and 5 men found Danny Masterson guilty of raping 2 women at his home in Los Angeles between 2001 and 2003. The jurors could not reach a verdict on the 3rd count, which involved Masterson's longtime girlfriend. They voted 8-4 in favor of conviction on that count. His legal team argued the acts were consensual. Masterson did not testify, and his lawyers called no witnesses. Masterson faces up to 30 years in prison. His first trial ended in a mistrial in December. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Regulators plan to require that all new passenger cars and light trucks include automatic emergency braking and meet stricter safety standards within 3 years. The announcement from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.